Early in the morning, two women named Mary, one Mary of Magdala, went to the tomb. There they encountered an angel who told them, "Do not be afraid. I know you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. He is not here. He has been raised." With that message of resurrection, I greet all of you this evening and wish you a very blessed and happy Easter, because that is the meaning of Easter, to celebrate this event, this one single event, that Jesus Christ, who died for us willingly and with full intention to love us, has now been raised. I also greet those who are listening by radio or internet with Kalux. We greet you this evening with those same words, "He is not here. He has been raised." The first reaction of both Marys was fear, as we can well imagine, as human beings. When we encounter something such as a person being raised from the dead, would naturally, humanly, create a sense of fear. And yet they were assured that they should not be afraid, because Jesus himself had told them, reminded them, before his death and resurrection, that he would rise from the dead. Along the way home, as they were returning to the apostles, the disciples, to tell them, they met Jesus himself, who again greeted them with those words, "Do not be afraid." It was that very encounter with Jesus that created in them a sense that they need not be afraid. Because fear is a sign of a lack of hope. People are afraid in life when there is no hope, when there is nothing better to be offered to them. Fear, and when one moves from fear through the encounter with Jesus, one enters into a life of hope. The resurrection of Jesus is the very basis of our faith, because our faith is based on faith in the resurrection of Jesus and hope in what that resurrection offers to you and me in this life and for eternal life. Let us not forget, we do not live only for now. We live, as we proclaim after the consecration of the bread and wine, for the next life as well. We are on a journey which does not end here, but ends in eternal life. The reason for our hope is that if Jesus himself could destroy the one thing that shakes everyone, that creates fear in everyone in anticipation, it is the fear of death. Because without faith, death seems to be the end. I have so much time, and when I die, it's over. That does create fear in people's lives, almost as if they say, "Why should I even try? Why should I do anything good in this life if it all ends here?" And that is the great gift and message of salvation that Jesus brings us. It does not end here. It is not all over here in this material world. But we are created for something great. We are created for eternity, not just for the temporal time that we are here. And that, sisters and brothers, is the sign of hope. And that is why the resurrection of Jesus, the reason that we celebrate it in such a solemn way tonight and all day tomorrow, is because this is the core of our faith. In the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, St. Paul, facing the Greeks, used a great deal of logic, trying to help them to understand why the resurrection of Jesus, why we profess the resurrection of Jesus as so important. He said, "But if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, then neither was Christ raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then empty is our preaching and useless is your faith. If Jesus is not raised from the dead, then I have no reason to stand here as a man of faith and speak to you." About what? About what? And you have no purpose believing in Jesus if he's not raised from the dead. Why would you believe? You would take him as just another good person that could teach you a few principles. But that's not who we are, and that is not what our faith is. Our faith is in the Savior that God has sent to us out of his love, who conquered the power and the chains of death. Give us that hope that we can live in this world, in this beautiful world that God has created, as we read in the book of Genesis, that God has freed us from all those things that can hold us down, because not even death can hold down the Son of God. We have often heard that we are living in a culture of death. Everything reeks of death. Those who should be supporting and giving life and helping us to maintain and sustain life are now finding ways to get rid of us as we get older. We live in a culture of death. If you read the papers, even this afternoon, attempts during Holy Week in the Coptic Church in Egypt, there were deaths. And in Pakistan, again, attempts to shut down the church, to attacks. Because you see, the message of hope is so strong. Jesus is so strong that people fear him. People who do not have faith in the Son of God, as you are professing tonight, and you, Jesse and Cindy, are professing for the first time in baptism, they have no hope. And when you have no hope, attach yourself to other things, to make yourself productive. And that's darkness. We've symbolized that as we walked into a dark church. Thinking of that, as I was preparing this afternoon, I thought, what does darkness do to us? And that is why the church is dark as we walk into it. Darkness leaves us in suspense. Darkness makes us unsure, insecure. It disorients us. We become fearful. That is the world of sin. When you and I prefer the darkness, we don't know where we're going. We're insecure. And so we latch on to other things which are simply material or evil, such as killing other people, going on in the Holy Land of Jesus even now. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." What does light give us? Light orients our life toward the Son of God, Jesus, toward eternal life. When we walk with Jesus and his gospel, we are secure. It may not be easy. It may be very countercultural, which it is, but we're secure. Secure in the love of God, because this is the one that God has sent to us, Jesus Christ. And we are aware of who God is, who we are. The greatest salvation for any person is to walk in this life knowing that God has created me and that God loves me. That is our security. That's not darkness. That's light. when I can walk through this world, get up every morning with all the difficulties that one may have, all the challenges that may be facing us during the day, all the failures we may have had, but to know that God loves me as I am, that's security. That's awareness. That is the gift of tonight's resurrection. Jesus died for us and was resurrected to show us that he can conquer every darkness in our life. But if you also recognize that twice the two Marys in the story of Matthew today were told not to just keep that to yourself. The angels told them to go to the disciples and tell them. And when they met Jesus, he assured them that he was alive. He assured them of his love. And he said, go and tell others. Don't keep it to yourself. Be a witness to what you believe. The first letter of St. John writes that God is light. Now this is the message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And if we say, I have fellowship with him, we say, I believe in Jesus, but we continue to walk in darkness, we lie, and we have no truth. When we embrace with faith this moment of resurrection, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Don't live in darkness. Why would you want to return to an insecure, uncertain life when you have me? When we have Jesus as the orientation of our life to Almighty God. And so let us be witnesses of this great event in the history of humanity. As we are created in God's image, as we have been tempted by the darkness, Jesus now restores us to light. Because if he can conquer death, if he can overcome physical death, he can overcome anything, even the wars that are raging now. If we don't believe this, we have no hope. We have to believe, sisters and brothers. We have to believe. Our faith depends on it, and our world is waiting for us to show that we believe. We don't fight dogs with dogs. We don't become lions with the lions. We become lambs with those who want war. St. Paul writes again, if for this life we have hope in Christ, if we have hoped in Christ, then we have the fullness of life. Tonight, let our hope be strong. Whatever is dark in us, let us know that the light can shine. Say, as they did in the early church over and over, come, Lord Jesus, you have conquered death. You can conquer anything in my life as well.